The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Thank you very much, really. And thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying, oh, I love that. I love that chart. I love that graph.
There he is, President Trump making his triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania over the weekend. Just 12 weeks. It kind of was astounding to hear him say that it was just 12 weeks earlier that an assassin's bullet clipped his ear. And he started Saturday's speech where he left off on that day, July 13th, earlier in the year. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. You can get to the live video stream of this program at trumpetdaily.com, or you can go to the Rumble channel, rumble.com/trumpetdaily. I saw one of our Rumble viewers saying hello from Western North Carolina. Hopefully all is well as they continue with the recovery efforts of that devastating hurricane. And here's the regime media. The two big talking points to take away from the Sunday shows is they're there to dispel the misinformation that the government is kind of slow walking their rescue efforts. That FEMA, okay, they've helped the migrants, but there's a separate fund for disaster relief. And nothing has been tampered with as far as, misappropriation of funds. Everything's completely normal. They've already moved on from that story in so many respects. I mean, today's the October 7 anniversary, 1 year on from that massacre. And all of these things just highlight how the regime media, they just dust themselves off and move on. They move on. If it's not their propaganda, if it's not their narrative, they don't care. And they don't like it when Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the Trump family, when they talk about the dangerous rhetoric coming from the radical left. They don't like that. They're very sensitive. They don't like being criticized. They don't like FEMA being criticized. They're getting very nervous. Speaking of the October 7 anniversary, this is put out by the UN today, the horror that Israeli forces have unleashed on Palestinians in Gaza is unconscionable and utterly unacceptable. The horror that the Israelis unleashed. Excuse me. Hamas unleashed it. Hamas started it. And Israel's finishing it. That's the United Nations. I mean, they're basically a front for terrorists. They are. I mean, so many of them, so many of Hamas, so many of their operatives, they work right alongside the UN. No big deal. We're going to play. We created that documentary last year. I think it's been viewed by 26,000. It needs to be viewed by 26 million. Just as a reminder of what happened 1 year ago today. How soon we forget. It's called Israel's 9/11. We're going to play about the first 19 minutes of it for the second segment today. But look at how quickly we forget. Just 12 weeks ago, someone tried to murder Donald Trump, and the real threat now is his rhetoric? No, not so fast. The real threat over in the Middle East is Israel? No, that would be the terrorists. It'd be perfectly quiet today. In Israel, in Lebanon, in Gaza, were it not for this attack on October 7, hard to believe. It was just 1 year ago today. But switching back to Donald Trump returning to Butler, here's a few highlights from what Mr. Trump said. Clip 20.
Thank you very much, really. And thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying, oh, I love that. I love that chart. I love that graph. For 16 harrowing seconds during the gunfire, time stopped as this vicious monster unleashed pure evil from his sniper's perch, not so far away. But by the hand of Providence and the grace of God, that villain did not succeed in his goal, did not come close. He did not stop our movement. He did not break out our spirit. He did not shake our unyielding resolve to save America from evils of poverty, hatred, and destruction. Yet we are here this evening in record numbers. This is a big crowd. This field is now a monument to the valor of our first responders, to the resilience of our fellow citizens, and to the sacrifice of a loving and devoted father, a really great man. You know that. At this time, it is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
Huge, another huge moment for the Trump campaign. He's had quite a few of them in the last few months. Fight, 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 12 weeks ago. And now he returns to Butler, an outdoor rally. Yeah, he's got the bulletproof glass this time around. But some were saying 50, 60,000. It's always hard to estimate the total here. But a massive crowd. And all of these polls, whether it's new people registering in Pennsylvania. A lot of commentators saying that it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. But here as well, the regime media, they can't not cover this. It was played in its entirety on Fox News. It wasn't that long ago when Fox News would have, I mean, they never would have carried an entire rally. Not since all the propaganda from January 6th. Fox News, I think they showed the start of it at MSNBC and CNN. And then to hear them melt down this morning because of Donald Trump's rhetoric. Excuse me, the bullets are only going in one direction. And you know what? The same is true about January 6th. Ask the family of Ashley Babbitt which direction the bullets were flying that day. Here's more from Trump on Saturday, clip 21.
So 12 weeks ago, we all took a bullet for America, and all we are all asking is that everyone goes out and votes. We got to win. We can't let this happen to our country. We can't take another 4 years like this. We won't have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. And all of this will be for nothing if you don't get out and vote. It will all be for nothing. We will have talked about it, and if we do it, it'll be the greatest achievement, I think, in the history of politics for all of us for this age, because we're going to change our country around and fast. We're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. We're going to do them fast. So Pennsylvania, it's time to stand up for America and a time to save our country. This is really about saving our country. It's never been like this.
It's never been this bad. He's good at identifying the evil. He sees it. And he does represent a threat to the radical left. They hate him. They want to murder him. They're sorry that the bullet didn't connect. It happened again just 3 weeks ago. Another assassin got within a few hundred yards of him. 3 weeks ago. In which direction are the bullets traveling? He has this big rally. J.D. Vance is there. Hopefully they're not flying on the same plane, because the planes better watch out as well. You've got these assassin teams roaming the country. We already know this. A lot of people want to murder that man. He's J.D. Vance is there. All the Trump family, they're speaking. Elon Musk. The regime media is now saying that Elon Musk is the world's biggest spreader of disinformation. Can you believe this? I mean, that's quite a statement in and of itself, to bring the world's richest man on stage. And you listen to what he had to say. The tent, the MAGA tent, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Donald Trump's welcoming in more minorities than ever before. Here's what Elon Musk said on Saturday, clip 23.
You know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting.
People see it. It's not just Donald Trump. Now, the scriptures say there's no helper. God has to do it. We don't want to lose sight of the fact that God is working in miraculous ways. Who could have imagined this scene just a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago? As I've said in that biography about Musk, I think by Isaacson, hey, Musk makes no bones about his disliking Donald Trump. Well, times have changed. As Dinesh D'Souza put it, I mean, we need this Donald Trump. We don't need a reformed or a changed Donald Trump. We need this one who confronts the radical left. You listen to what he wrote about our friend Lee Smith. He's got a new book out. Lee Smith, this is from Donald Trump on Truth Social. Lee Smith is a great American patriot who has understood from the very beginning that the radical left is the true threat to democracy. In his powerful new book, Disappearing the President, Trump, Truth Social, and the Fight for the Republic. Sounds pretty good. He says, Lee uncovers the witch hunts, the hoaxes that have been weaponized against our movement to try and silence free speech, subvert our elections, and destroy the country we love. It says the deep state has staged a coup, but on November 5th, we will take away their power and return it to the people. They're the ones carrying out the insurrection. They're the ones guilty of planning and performing a coup. Fundamental transformation of the United States. Just as the dear leader said, just as he said would happen back in 2008. I mentioned this tweet put out by Elon Musk. This was just last week. Very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy, he's the only way to save it. And then he talks about all the illegals coming into the country that Democrats desperately want to vote. And some of them are registering, a pretty significant percentage. It's just what the Democrats want. It's like Elon said on Saturday. There's states like California that want, it's not just that you can show your ID or not. They don't want it to be part of the process. I mean, if you want to sign up for the $750 that Kamala said you can have if your house was destroyed, you've got to show some ID. You've got to show some kind of proof. And you've also got to have internet access. But to vote, these people that are trying to save democracy, they want to do away with voter ID. Because the only way they win is by cheating. The only way they win is by stealing. That was about to be exposed on January 6th. And so what did they do? Well, they staged an insurrection. But just step back and consider which direction were the bullets traveling on that day, or the flashbangs? Those were being aimed at MAGA, at Trump supporters. It wasn't the other way around. None of the Trump supporters even had a weapon. They tried to make that up. Going back to Musk, it says, moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship. It says, America then becomes a one-party state and democracy is over. If they can get these illegals, 20 million of them, to vote, it's over. It's a one-party state, just like it is in California. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. San Francisco values. You remember the trumpet? Years ago, 10, 12, 14 years ago, Nancy Pelosi on the cover. My father wrote about San Francisco values coming to D.C., coming to the swamp. Kamala represents more of the same, more San Francisco values. And Musk is their warning. If you want that right across the country, well, vote Kamala. Speaking of Musk, listen to what Hillary Clinton said. Which people are for free speech? I mean, you had John Kerry basically the other day, the former Secretary of State. I forget what title he had. In any event, you know John Kerry, ran for president once. He's talking about, you know, we've got to win this election so that we can dial back free speech. Listen to what Hillary Clinton said over the weekend, clip 11.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave, platforms on the Internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control.
They want total control over social media. So she wants to repeal that section, Section 230, which gives these, I mean, they are just pass-throughs. It's a platform. Anyone can post whatever, and that's what they hate. They hate. The regime media, they are more concerned about chasing after right-wing conspiracy theories on social media than they are on reporting the truth. Send the reporters to Western North Carolina. Just do some actual reporting. In some cases, they can't avoid it anymore. I mean, a return to Butler, Pennsylvania, the scene of that iconic image, fight, fight, fight. And Trump coming out, and the first thing he says, as I was saying, it's brilliant. What a huge moment. Another huge moment. There have been a lot. Listen to J.D. Vance. As I said, he was at the Butler rally as well, clip 4.
Now, my friends, I know you'll join me in saying we're going to remember July 13th, 2024, forever. Many of you were here, and it is a testament to your courage and your patriotism that you're here again today. Now, you heard the shots. You saw the blood. We all feared the worst. But you knew everything would be okay when President Trump raised his fist high in the air and shouted, fight, fight. Now, I believe, as sure as I'm standing here today, that what happened was a true miracle. I truly believe that God saved President Trump's life that day. And I believe that God is with us right now and watches over this incredible nation every single day.
Well, he's right about a good bit of that with respect to God's involvement, for sure. For sure, it was a miracle. God intervened to protect Donald Trump, and he did it again on September 15th, just 3 weeks ago. Listen to more from J.D. Vance, clip five.
Now, after the heartache of that day, our nation hoped to turn a page. We hoped that our opponents would remember that before we are Democrats or before we are Republicans, we are Americans. But sadly, our opponents have not heeded Abraham Lincoln's words and listened to the better angels of our nature. Even after that terrible assassination attempt that took one man's life and nearly took many others, they continue to use dangerous, inflammatory rhetoric. The media has continued to call Donald Trump, the guy who actually won his primary, a threat to democracy. A Democrat senator called Donald Trump an existential threat to our democracy. Kamala Harris said that he was attacking, quote, the foundations of our democracy. And I think you all will join me in saying to Kamala Harris, how dare you talk about threats to democracy? Donald Trump took a bullet for democracy. What the have you done?
Just think about, you wouldn't hear anything about what happened 12 weeks ago from the regime were it not for these people drawing attention to it. A moment, again, another incredible moment. He gets to 6:11 in the evening and calls for a moment of silence. He was at the exact minute 12 weeks on from the assassination attempt. Huge, huge gains for the Trump campaign. And then you've got all the Kamala people saying, hey, expect big surprises coming up because, well, they're just Tim and Kamala. They're going to get out there. They're going to start doing more interviews. They're desperate. They're desperate. And then the interviews that they do carry out, they're disasters. Their lies are even being exposed. Listen to Donald Trump, just to switch back to him for a moment, from Saturday, clip 12.
The past 8 years, those who want to stop us from achieving this future have slandered me, impeached me, indicted me, tried to throw me off the ballot. And who knows, maybe even tried to kill me.
That's what they hate. This is dangerous rhetoric. Listen to them melt down over this on Morning Meltdown today, clip one.
We will begin with former President Trump, who on Saturday returned to the site of the first assassination attempt against him. Now, during that rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, he and his allies accused Democrats of trying to kill him.
Over the past 8 years, those who want to stop us from achieving this future have slandered me, impeached me, indicted me, tried to throw me off the ballot, and who knows, maybe even tried to kill me. You know, I always say there's an enemy from within. And there's an outside enemy. And if you're smart, the outside enemy is not going to be a problem. Russia, China, North Korea. We're not going to have a problem if you have a smart president. If you have not such a smart president, then it's a problem. But we have an enemy from within, which I think is much more dangerous than the outside enemy.
First, they tried to silence him. When that didn't work, they tried to bankrupt him. When that didn't work, they tried to jail him. And with all the hatred they have spewed at President Trump, it was only a matter of time before somebody tried to kill him.
And then, guys, they tried to kill him. They tried to kill him. And it's because the Democratic Party, they can't do anything right. They can't do anything right. You see it this week in the FEMA response in North Carolina and in Georgia and in South Carolina and in Florida.
This is a pivotal moment for our country. And I don't even have to tell anybody that here. We can all feel it. This is no longer a fight between Republican versus Democrat, left versus right. It is good versus evil.
The level of un-American activity that you just saw is stunning. That is un-American. They know they're lying. Donald Trump knows that's a lie. He will tell you that the Secret Service, he thought, did the best job they could do. The fact that J.D. Vance and Trump's family would out and out say what they said takes the threat of violence, takes the threat beyond where it was even leading up to January the 6th. This is an increasingly desperate person, an increasingly desperate family who's preparing for civil war. They just are.
He's not happy. Joe is unhappy today. I nearly changed the name because they go on and on about the economy as if it's the best it's ever been. But here they're back in meltdown mode. Leave it to Donald Trump to make their heads explode. They're 4 weeks away from November 5, and you can sense the desperation. Listen to, this is another one from MSNBC. He's often on with the panel of, I think there's as many as 8 or 9 these days. Clip 13.
It's pretty dangerous, Joe. I struggle for the right superlatives. You know, this has been coming for a while, right? It's not, this is not the first time that Donald Trump, he maybe was more direct about it this weekend than he's ever been himself. J.D. Vance and others in his orbit have been advancing this claim now for, well, really since the assassination attempt at Butler, when it was within a few hours of the shot being taken at him, of him being hit in the ear, that the rhetoric started. And if you went back and looked at what J.D. Vance and what others on Twitter and in some television interviews were saying literally that day, that was where the virus, the mind virus, first germinated, I suppose you'd say, in the MAGA lab. It's now, it was a while where Trump did not himself personally endorse that view. It was inevitable, I would say, that he would come to that view, sadly inevitable. But it puts so much of the lie to the notion that somehow the left, Democrats, Kamala Harris, others, are the ones who are germinating political discord and division and dangerous incitement to violence in the country.
He said there at the end that Donald Trump and his supporters are the ones germinating political discord and division and dangerous incitement to violence. No. Just step back. Consider the direction that the bullets, actual bullets, are flying in. A bullet hit Donald Trump 12 weeks ago. 12 weeks ago. And were it not for rallies like in Butler, well, these people would have moved on from that story 11 and a half weeks ago. They did. They've tried. And yet, January 6th, I mean, they still go strong with that. But even on that day, as I say, which direction did the bullets fly? Which direction did the flashbangs fly on January 6th? Their precious narratives are crumbling. To see them, by the way, rush to the defense of FEMA. Every government agency, pure as the driven snow, so far as the regime media is concerned. Listen to this montage. And they say it themselves. Clip 6.
FEMA is going to be playing a pivotal role in our shelter and services program that is poised to distribute $363 million to cities and communities in need of funding.
We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
It's just categorically false. No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that, it's just compounding on itself.
You know, the shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people to disaster equity. But we have to do more.
Let's talk about some of the misinformation that is out there, including these claims from former President Trump that FEMA is about $1 billion short because money has been going to undocumented immigrants. Also, that the areas of the Republican areas of the state are being intentionally ignored in some fashion.
You know, it's frankly ridiculous and just plain false. This kind of rhetoric is not helpful to people. You know, it's really a shame that we're putting politics ahead of helping people, and that's what we're here to do.
That kind of rhetoric, I mean, if people weren't exposing this, the regime media would cover it all up. And they just move on from the hurricane. They don't care. They've told us. Mayorkas said, we're going to play a pivotal role. FEMA is going to play a pivotal role in resettling migrants. Well, they get exposed and then they come out and say, well, there's really two buckets of cash here. One went to the migrants and the rest are going to those good Republicans in North Carolina and Georgia. They're lying. They're propagandists. You heard it. You saw the split screen. Mayorkas, KJP. At some point along the way, they say the quiet part out loud. And then when they're held to account, they hate it. They talk about Elon Musk being a danger. He's spreading disinformation. He's allowing it to spread on X. So we've got to stop him. We've got to have, as Hillary herself said yesterday, we've got to have total control. They love it when the higher ups at Twitter or wherever else, they love it when they're radical left-wingers, because then they can censor the truth. Then they can hide the truth. Then they won't be exposed as liars. We're going to be coming back here from a break and finishing today's show with our documentary feature, Israel's 9/11. We created that last year, following the October 7 massacre. Richard Palmer writes about the one-year anniversary in today's morning brief. Go to our website, thetrumpet.com, to subscribe to those daily emails. And please do stay with us so that you can get a little bit of a foretaste of a very sobering documentary called Israel's 9/11. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We'll be right back.
It's okay. Look where we are. Oh no, we're in the bushes. What the hell? Okay.
Sweetie, sit down low.
It's working.
התקפות בלייב, קבלו. וואי.
Yo, come on, sneak him.
יש מחבלים פה באזור.
פעימה, פה לבטה יש. פעימה. פעימה.
תזיז את הראשים שלכם מפה, תזיז את הראשים.
אתה מותר, תוריד את הראשים. עכשיו!
מה אני אומר?
حكم التصوير معي هاي الاول هاي الثاني مربي في الشارع كلهم متخبين في الدور حشو
מחבלים, שקים, לימונים, הרוגים, זה כאן, רכב מחבלים, כאן, אוקיי, יש לנו את זה, שם אנשים, כל אחד, ופה עוד מחבל, נגמור, מה המצב כרגע?
בואינו במייל. אלא להפיץ שתסיסים גם לאחר אחד. אני חושב שלום. יאו!